This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. Before Birds and Arrows moves out of North Carolina in December, the rock duo plans to release their seventh album, Edge of Everything. Birds and Arrows is the stage name for Andrea and Pete Connolly, and at the end of the year, they're headed west to Tucson, Arizona, a city they fell in love with while on tour last year. But before they leave, they're going to play two shows in North Carolina. They're going to be at Bougie Nights in Wilmington on October 30th and King's Barcade in Raleigh on November 6th. Andrea Connolly, Pete Connolly, our Birds and Arrows. Welcome back. Good to have you here.
Yeah,
thanks for Frank. Having us again,
and congratulations.
Frank.
I know you're happy about this move.
Yes.
So I'll start with how happy we are for you.
Thank you for that.
Cry my lament and say, why? Tell us about Tucson. What'd you see there when you?
Well, I think visually first, it was really striking. I'd never been to the southwestern. I'd been to the California desert, not the Sonoran desert, and that. It kind of blew my mind.
Yeah.
It really did. It was creative. It just made me feel...
It's kind of my fault because
I had been there before, and I
say, we have to go through, you know, this southern Arizona desert.
It is unique. I mean, this is the only place you're going to... If you'd seen westerns of the 1950s,
yes.
you would assume they were everywhere, those saguaro cactus.
Yeah.
In fact, it's a little narrow band right there in Tucson.
Exactly. And you're saying it right,
saguaro.
Actually. Yes.
Saguaro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we've gotten corrected on that.
Yeah, no,
so
no,
we
no.
got to learn the rules before we go.
There's a lot of rules. Pete, you're taking your dad, right?
That's right. Yeah, we are taking my dad. He's an octogenarian, so it's I don't know. I liken it to kind of like a sitcom. Indie band takes their, you know, 80-something dad out to the desert, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
He kind of played a role in the move, didn't he?
He definitely did, speeding up the move.
Yeah. We had already, you know, after last year, we'd kind of planned to, I don't know, within 5 or so years, kind of save the money up because we kind of blew our savings on this latest record, which
as
you're going to have to check
time.
Out.
It's so smart.
Because we want it to sound good.
You know, the idea actually is to make money on the record.
No, that never happens. No.
Yeah, we're hoping for that.
Well, I'll bring Sally Krawcheck back, and she will explain how this thing works.
Oh, right. Okay.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so then... So he kind of hastened our move because he's saying, you know, I don't really have 5 years. And so he's going to help us a little bit get set up out there and, you know, actually pay for our move. And so we're just going to go for it.
That's great.
Yeah.
You do a song for us now?
Sure, we will. This is a song about my great-grandmother, actually. It's called Edgewood. Here we go. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
For so long now, babies are all grown. I live in this old house all alone. Those babies are yours. Faces on paper in the past you call home, call home. Don't you miss us? Do from your father say he's doing good, he's leaving Washington heading eastward. Chicago to Edgewood still considers us family.
Birds and Arrows with the song Edgewood from their latest album, Edge of Everything. They're going to be playing October 30th, Bougie Nights in Wilmington, then November 6th at King's Barcade in Raleigh, but right here with us on the State of Things. It's a beautiful song. And as
thank you.
You said it's about your great-grandparents. What do you know about them? What's that? What is the story?
Well, you know, I feel like as you get a little older, you start to get... Let me move that. You start to get more and more interested in your history and your family history. And I knew my great-grandmother really well, and she lived well into her 90s. And I used to play guitar for her and go to her house and visit her a lot. And I had lots of musical experiences there. And she, one thing that struck me about her is even though my great-grandfather, there was some contention there in the family about him, and I sensed it, but she was always very positive about him and almost just like had nothing bad to say and just very, talked really highly of him. And but from my grandfather's perspective and all his siblings, it was a little darker, and he was estranged from them. He actually, so they met in Edgewood when he was during World War II, and he was stationed at
Edgewood,
Maryland.
Okay.
And he was stationed at Edgewood Arsenal, and as you know, that's some dark times during World War II there. And he had been through a lot. You know, he was in the Korean War. He was in World War I, World War II. And shortly after World War II, when my father was young, very young, he, in I guess the early 50s, he split and he left and he went all the way out to California. And my grandmother stayed in touch with him, pined after him, thought he was coming back, and was determined to...
Well, he left the whole family, right?
Yeah, he left everybody behind. Yeah. And I think it, you know, there was some dark things that happened before he left, and it was... You know, one of those situations where it was probably better off that he did, but she always held out that he was coming back. And then, you know, not even 20 years later, around 20 years later, he was in his 70s, I guess, and he was diagnosed with emphysema. And he decided when he got this diagnosis that he would head back, and he did not make it. He actually ran out of gas in the Mojave Desert and died there. I know.
Wow.
And my grandfather had to go claim the body, and it was, and the visual aspects of that are really interesting because he was driving like a brand new 72
Bonneville.
Yeah. Oh my goodness,
And he had, I know.
I ran out of gas.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But kind of the sentiment of like the song, the Edgewood line, is that it's probably a good thing he didn't make it all the way back, because how are you going to fix 20 years of estrangement? And it's just the effort that he made to try.
Sure. And then that almost sweetens the memory without the potential of
exactly
it going south
wow.
again.
What a story.
So, yeah.
And in the desert where you all are headed.
I know. That's what's such a trip about this record is because we wrote all these songs there. This album has lots of North Carolina imagery and then lots of desert imagery, but a different part of the desert. You know, this was based on his story. Mm. But what's crazy is we didn't know we were going to the desert. So now we have this mix. It's like a transition sound.
It's like
sound.
A perfect transition
yeah.
album.
Yeah.
Unknowingly.
Unknowingly.
Yeah.
Desert Home might be one of those songs.
Exactly.
Will you play it for us?
We will. Yeah. And, you know, the last song, Edgewood, was from my great-grandmother's perspective, and this is from his. So. Ready, Ben?
Yeah.
Heart
Birds and Arrows, Desert Home, from their latest album, Edge of Everything. Andrea and Pete Connolly are Birds and Arrows. They are headed to Tucson, Arizona, but not before they play Bougie Nights in Wilmington and Kings in Raleigh. And you can check our website for the dates. But I'll tell you, October 30th in Wilmington, November 6th in Raleigh. You're on your way. We're going to miss you.
Yes.
We love you dearly. And
you, miss it here.
When you get thirsty, you can come back.
That's true.
We never close. So
That's
when you
true.
Play North Carolina, and I'm sure you will,
and
please
we will.
Come
we'll
back.
We'll be coming back
oh,
to play.
Oh, we will a lot. Yeah, we didn't spend our last decade as a band here building an audience for nothing. We're
no.
not going to not come back.
All right, you come back, and when you do, come see us. Andrea Connolly and Pete Connolly are Birds and Arrows moving west at the end of the year. Their new album is Edge of Everything. Last two chances to see them. This year in North Carolina, October 30th, Bougie Nights in Wilmington, November 6th at Kings in Raleigh. It's on our website, stateofthings.org. I'm going to leave you time to play us out. But first, I want to say our program is produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Will Michaels, Charlie Shelton, and Andrew Tai. Robin Copley is our technical director. Al Wadarski is sitting on the board today. Brent Wolf is WUNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow. Once again, Birds and Arrows.
And it's the last day of the drive, so make sure to donate, everyone.
Yeah, we are sustainers.
We're sustainers.
Call
them
out.
The
yeah, they all say that.
No, we really
are. Oh, good, good.
We really are. I mean, we can't even afford to be, and we are. So come on.
You can stay.